Samidi. He wore a $10,000 white suit and shoes with a Panama hat that seemed to shine every bit as much as the diamonds on his 12 or so rings. All of them contained imprisoned souls he drained for energy. One of the downsides of my ghost-themed powers was I could hear them moaning from here. "You offered to sell the stone to me, numbnuts!" I shouted, not really up to my usual game insult-wise. "We've all been hurting since the fall."
"I got a better offer," the Bokor shouted.
It had been a year since the fall, when Falcon Crest City was overrun by zombies, the great beast Zul Barbas killed, and the Brotherhood of Infamy destroyed. None of it mattered because it had come at the cost of what I treasured most in the world. Mandy Karkovsky, my wife, had died sacrificing herself to save my best friend Cindy. I hadn't taken it lying down, and it had resulted in her resurrection. Of sorts.
"Despite what comic books and television have portrayed, death is not as easy a thing to recover from in our world." Cloak continued to speak. "It may be time to let Mandy go."
"Never!"
I hissed under my breath, throwing a blast of ice up in a Sister Christian's face, which blinded her and sent her flying backwards against the stone walls behind me.
"Also, stop distracting me."
"Oh, you can take a second stringer like the Bokor out easily enough," Cloak said. "It's more important we discuss your love life."
"Ha ha, very funny," I snapped.
"I'm not a second stringer,"
the Bokor shouted, firing hex bolts of green energy from his hands at my head. I ducked under them, and they slammed into the altar behind me, transforming it into a hideously misshapen lump of rock.
"You heard that, huh?"
I said, preparing a fireball to burn him to ashes. If I couldn't buy the Stone of Eldorah from him, then I guessed I'd have to take it from his cold, dead body.
"Roar!"
The London werewolf tried again to go after Cindy, only to have a fire axe buried into its shoulder as she dodged out of the way of zombie gunfire, shooting them up one after the other with bullets that tore through the spells keeping them animated.
"Feel the power of Loa,"
the Bokor chuckled, pulling out a wand and sending a glowing death beam at me, which I turned insubstantial and ducked under the floor to avoid before coming back up.
"Voodoo doesn't work that way," I shouted. "You're making fun of a real-life religion, asshole."
That was when Sister Christian fully recovered and landed in front of me, her eyes and hands glowing with hellish energy. She then blasted me with every ounce of power she had, which was considerable. I had to use all of my concentration to keep up the resulting contest of powers, and I was terrified of their cutting out at any moment. My abilities had been erratic since defeating Zul Barbas, sometimes allowing me to defeat gods and other times leaving me vulnerable to has-beens and never-wers. Today, at least, I was operating at a mid-range capacity and just barely holding my own against the pyrokinetic's attack.
"It's actually telepyrotic. Pyrokinetic is a creation of Stephen King in his book Firestarter, and he bungled the Latin."
"I don't give a shit," I shouted, turning insubstantial and going down through the floor of the cathedral.
It was time to use one of my classic tricks.
"He's going to come up behind us," the Bokor shouted to his zombie goons. "That's one of his favorite tricks."
In fact, I came right back up to where I was, taking advantage of the steam cloud to come up behind one of the zombie goons and then pull on his trigger finger from behind. He shot another of his fellows and was subject to the retaliatory strike by everyone else's gunfire. The bullets were enchanted like Cindy's Uzis, so the zombie instantly disintegrated into a pile of bones. Emerging once more into the cathedral, I levitated up to the rafters and tried to figure out how to take down the Bokor without damaging the stone, assuming he had it at all. Arranging this deal hadn't been my finest hour.
"No kidding," Cloak muttered.
"No need to give me any I told you so's.
On the contrary, those are the high point of my day."
Seeing there was a heavy set of wooden beams over the Bokor, I moved my hands to freeze them and cause them to fall on his head. Nothing happened. Apparently, my earlier assessment about my powers working at mid-range capacity today had been overly generous. Something was interfering with them and had been doing so since I'd cast the spell to bring Mandy back.
"Fuck!"
I shouted, which was about the absolute worst thing I could do when trying to remain stealthy. Sister Christian responded by throwing a series of fireballs up towards me, some landing against the rafters and others passing me by. The wooden beams proceeded to catch fire, and I was soon surrounded by a magical inferno, which would probably hurt me even when turned intangible. Magic was funny like that. The others just started shooting at me, which I did turn intangible to avoid.
Shit, shit, shit.